I'm Katie.
I'm Blue.
And you're listening to
Katie and Blue Go to the Movies.
Excellent.
It's been kind of a long hiatus since we last recorded an episode of Katie and Blue Go to the Movies.
That's true.
So we're coming back in honor of the Academy Awards.
Are we in honor of the Academy Awards?
Well, because of the Academy Awards.
We decided we had to come back from retirement to talk about the Academy Awards.
Exactly. It couldn't go by uncommented upon.
So, what did you think about the Oscars last night, Blue?
I thought that it was excruciatingly long and boring, except for a couple of really great highlights. Mostly when Hugh Jackman did some song and dance man stuff. And I think part of the reason why I found it boring also is I just wasn't into the movies this year. Like, there was hardly any movies that I liked, let alone thought should win an Oscar. And I didn't like Slumdog Millionaire, and Slumdog Millionaire was like the darling of this year's Academy Awards.
I didn't like it so much either, but we're like the Crankmeisters.
Like, no,
the rest
I think a lot of people don't like
that movie.
No, I don't think so. I know a lot of people who don't like that movie.
I think you and I have like a low tolerance for the fairy tale romance melodrama.
I like romance.
Well, I mean, there are hyphens. Fairy tale romance melodrama.
Oh, the fairy tale romance.
Romance.
Sorry. I think you might be right.
I also thought, you know, a Slumdog Millionaire, like as soon as he had to like dive through the latrine of shit, I was like,
that was when I stopped. Like,
check, please.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of one of those movies that was weirdly making light of all these social ills that it was bringing to light. Like, it was like, oh, we're going to expose child slavery in India by showing it in this movie. But at the same time, it was kind of like, but they still have fun anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know somebody who called it poverty porn.
Totally. That's
a
really good way.
I think that's a little unfair. I mean, I don't think it's that extreme. But I mean, it's definitely, there's that element to it where it's like a little bit too glamorizing and making dramatic this poverty stuff. Well, then people compare it to Dickens, which isn't exactly, I mean, you couldn't say Dickens is poverty porn. I don't know if people would say that about Dickens.
Yeah, but Dickens isn't
it's not as
making it look
Dickens.
As fun. Like, it's all like that quick cutting, and it's like the fun music while the kids are running through the
the music video slums. But whatever, I feel like we're just like the curmudgeon twins.
Okay.
Like, wah, wah, I don't like
Thunder. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about the two movies I can think of that had anything to do with Oscars that I liked.
Okay, what'd you like?
I really liked Rachel Getting Married, and I really liked Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yeah, right on.
And those...
Yeah, I didn't see Rachel Getting Married, but I guess I should, huh?
I really liked it.
Maybe I'll see it, and then we can talk about it.
But I didn't like Anne Hathaway as much as everything else about the movie.
Everybody loved her.
She's good, but I thought the rest of the movie, the world of it and everything, was really good.
I liked Vicky Cristina Barcelona a lot, too. Ugh. To me, Vicky Cristina Barcelona was like Slumdog Millionaire. Like, it was kind of like light and lively, and like we'd go to a crazy place and see crazy happenings, and it was just like a little, you know, ride
minus
the country.
Minus the excrement.
Exactly. Right. No poverty porn.
Just rich people porn.
Yeah, exactly. I like my rich people porn. Rich, beautiful people porn.
It really was rich people
porn,
actually. It was just porn. It kind of was rich people porn because it's basically, for those who haven't seen it, a movie about two American women who go off to Barcelona for the summer, and they've like just finished their master's degrees or something in some totally obscure
thing. Right, it's about
thing.
Intellectuals having sex with sexy Spaniards.
I like
Penelope Cruz was incredible.
Hilarious.
She won the Best Supporting Actress. Totally well-deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was great.
But overall, like, the Academy Awards were just so forgettable. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I've embarrassingly seen very few of these films.
Yeah.
They did that funny thing in Hugh Jackman's skit of making fun of how nobody's seen The Reader. And
that
then
was
they ended
funny.
Up like, I'm going to rent it, The Reader, I'm going to rent it. What's special about this show is we're branching out and including a call-in from a guest.
Exactly.
And it's apropos of this topic. Our good friend, old friend, John Kimbrough, wrote the music to the opening song and dance number that Hugh Jackman did at the beginning of the Oscars. The funny concept behind it was like there's a recession, everybody's broke, they didn't give him any money for an opening act, so he just does this really cheapskate system with like cardboard cutouts for the sets, and then he has a group of dancers behind him that he calls the Craigslist dancers, who are all wearing like regular clothes and doing dance items. Anyway, it was funny. Perhaps John can describe it better.
Maybe we should
so
get him on
we're
the phone.
Gonna now call the coast and see if we can get former Brooklynite and major rocker John Kimbrough on the horn.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey.
We want to talk to you about your experience with the Academy Awards last night.
Okay.
Can you start with telling us exactly what your role was?
My role was to facilitate the writing of the opening number that Hugh Jackman performed at the Oscars last night. The writers needed a musician to come in and begin to write the songs. So that's when they called me.
And can you tell us a little bit about what your experience was overall? What you thought of it?
Yeah. Wait, hold on 1 second. Hey, Lola, I'm talking on the phone right now, and I will answer you in just 1 minute, okay? My experience was that my phone rang, and it was a friend of mine who's a writer. He was wondering if it would be possible for me to fly to New York the next day to help them work on this thing. I said, absolutely, and the next day, I got on an airplane, and I was flying to New York, and I was in New York for a week working with the writers and with Hugh on the opening number.
First name basis, huh?
I'm sorry, Hugh Jackman.
So how much of what we saw last night was similar to what you experienced in that hotel room writing that music with them?
Well, Blue, that's a good question. At first, it was weird because I was literally just there with an acoustic guitar and the writers in this hotel room. And I was writing these things that kind of sounded like, I mean, I knew that they were going to be big, but it was an acoustic guitar, so they sounded kind of like campfire songs. It was then requested that I do a demo of them while I was there, and I kind of had to scramble, and I enlisted the help of a friend of mine who's an arranger, and we banged out this orchestration, and then I kind of didn't know what was going to happen, and then the next thing I knew, on Oscar night, they were playing back something that was virtually identical to the thing that we had written.
Well, so come on, tell us a little bit. What was it like working with Hugh Jackman?
He was really nice, and he sang like a bird when the time came.
Yeah. Did you like it when you watched it? Like, were you psyched? Did you like the Anne Hathaway stuff and stuff like that?
I was, like, really surprised, because I didn't think that as much of what I did was going to make it on the broadcast. And then suddenly, I recognized everything. I was like, oh, my God, this is my thing.
You know, I remember you were describing to me that the work environment was you were actually, like, sitting in a hotel room with an acoustic guitar, and from time to time, you went into the bathroom to try to, like, work on some material.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. The first day, I banged out this arrangement of these segments, and then I had to pitch it to Hugh Jackman and his manager. And it was terrifying. I sat in this room, and then they came in, and then they were like, okay, so what do you got? I started playing it, and I finished, and it was like silence. And I thought, oh, I'm fired. So that was like my original experience of day one, day two. And yeah, and the writers were writing while I was trying to write the music. I would sequester myself in the bathroom of the hotel room where we were writing the stuff with an acoustic guitar and a little four-track app on my iPhone, and I would work up these arrangements in the bathroom with these guys like screaming and yelling in the room outside. It was pretty nuts.
Sitting like on the toilet seat?
Yes, sitting on the toilet seat, yes. That's correct. That's right, Katie. I was on the toilet, sitting on the toilet, writing the Oscar show up. Thank you for laboring that point, yes.
You were like really psyched about Hugh Jackman and thought he was a really special guy.
What are you trying to elicit there, Blue?
Well, I remember you saying something along the lines of, like, he's the best looking man I've ever seen in person or something like that.
Yeah, you meet him and you're like, holy shit, this guy's a movie star. Yeah, he's a very strapping, astonishingly good looking guy. You're like, oh, now I get it. I totally get why Hugh Jackman is a huge movie star, because he's, you know, sexiest man alive. That's definitely a first impression you get.
Thank you.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Anything else, John, that you'd like to add or tell us about the process?
Did you watch it with, like, a bunch of people?
I did, but, you know, I watched it. Some friends came over, but they brought their kids, and pretty much because there was all this intensity on the part of the grown-ups about that one segment, the kids all sensed it. And so the three-year-old intuitively began screaming at the top of their lungs and crying and climbing all over their parents for attention at precisely the moment we all wanted to pay.
Well, we T-voted it. I'll save it forever in your honor.
I actually T-voted too, so I wasn't overly sure.
I figured, yeah.
Yeah, there's no other recordings of it besides the one Katie made, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe, yeah, we're done, I think.
Thanks, John, for, you know, taking time out of your childcare to tell us about your adventures.
Yeah. Lola wants to say something to you guys. You want to say hi to Katie and Blue? Can you say hello?
Hello.
Okay. There we go.
Hello. Hi, Lola. Thanks.
See you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Congratulations.
Okay, congratulations. Bye. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks.
So awesome. You caught a break like that.
Yeah.
And he got to spend a week at the Mandarin Hotel hanging out with Hugh Jackman.
I know.
So awesome.
So,
did you get to see all the people get their? Did you see all the best actor?
I did.
How'd you feel about Sean Penn?
I thought it was funny when he said, "You commie fags," or whatever he said.
You commie homo loving son of a guns.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, you're a bunch of commie homo loving. Yeah.
But I wasn't a big, huge fan of the Sean Penn performance in Milk.
Really?
I thought Milk was overrated.
I thought Sean Penn was good, though.
I thought he was fine.
Did you cry at any time watching the Oscars?
No, I did not at all. Only from boredom. It was just incredibly long.
Tina Fey and Steve Martin were great.
Oh, that was really funny.
That was
really... Don't fall in love with me.
That was so random and so good. And it was really funny when James Franco and Seth Rogen did the comedy.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that was good too.
Because Pineapple Express, audience, was one of my favorite movies of last year. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, Blue loved it.
And I feel James Franco should have been up for an award for it.
Wow.
It was so funny.
What kind of award? Best Stoner of the Year?
Best Supporting Actor.
I mean, I actually thought they did a pretty decent job of trying to put on a good show. I mean, I was biased because I knew John had done some music, so I was like feeling into Hugh Jackman and the whole
Jackman thing.
But I, you know, I just feel like it didn't really capture the razzle dazzle of 2008 in general. Like, I feel like they should have rearranged the awards to better reflect what, you know, like Barack Obama could have gotten an award. You know, like they just, like, he was the big thing in 2008.
They made reference to that.
I know, but I just, like, you know, like, really, you want to give best anything to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And maybe to The Wire, and maybe to Jon Stewart. Like, that's who should have been winning awards. They just should have given Academy Awards to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to rearrange them and give them to all the things we liked in 2008.
I feel like Barack Obama got a lot of attention. We don't need to give him any more right now.
I'm just saying that would be a more accurate reflection of, like, you know, best blah-blah-blah of 2008.
Well, the movies kind of sucked.
Right.
So I guess the better things that happened in 2008.
And the presidential campaign was kind of fun to watch.
Exactly. That's true. Next time on Katie and Blue Go to the Movies, we're going to talk about some movies that we've seen.
Right, we're going to go to the movies.
Exactly.
We'll watch some movies or something.
Right.
We'll do better. I'm Katie.
And I'm Blue. You've been listening to
Katie and Blue Go to the Movies.